Each of Us, a Miniature Wholeness by Vimala Thakkar. Internally, we are divided against ourselves. The emotions want one thing, the intellect another, the impulses of the body yet another, and a conflict takes place which is no different in quality, although it is in scale, from that of world wars. If we're not related to ourselves in wholeness, is it any surprise that we can't perceive the wholeness of the world? Because the source of human conflict, social injustice, and exploitation is in the human psyche, we must begin there to transform society. We investigate the mind, the human psyche, not as an end in itself, as a self-centered activity, but as an act of compassion for the whole human race. We must move deep to the source of decay in society so that the new structures and social systems we design will have a sufficiently healthy root system that they'll have an opportunity to flourish. Those of us who have dedicated ourselves to social action have considered our personal morality and ethics, our motives and habits, to be private territory. We not only want our personal motivations and habits cut off from public view, but from our own recognition as well. But in truth, the inner life is not a private or personal thing. It's very much a social issue. The mind is a result of collective human effort. There's not your mind and my mind. It's a human mind. It's a collective human mind, organized and standardized through centuries. The values, the norms, the criteria are patterns of behavior, organized by collective groups. There's nothing personal or private about them. We may close the doors to our rooms and feel that nobody knows our thoughts, but what we do in so-called privacy affects the life around us. If we spend our days victimized by negative energies and negative thoughts, if we yield to depression, melancholy, and bitterness, these energies pollute the atmosphere. Where then is privacy? The study of mind and the exploration of inner freedom is not something utopian, is not something self-centered, but is urgently necessary so that we as human beings can transcend the barriers that regimentation of thought has created between us. Then we'll perceive ourselves each as an unlabeled human being, a miniature wholeness. Vimala Thakkar, from Spirituality and Social Action, a Holistic Approach.